In a world shaped by yesterday's meaning into tomorrow, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. Suspended in the big blue, we find ourselves in the shared moment, with a question on our lips and a desire in our hearts, where lifestyle, business, consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast, a never-ending chronicle, a narrative, really, designed to usher in big bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Here's to that space-time continuum, fellow astronaut, or dare I say, supernova. Here's to leaning in. Let's get astronomical. Let's shift the needle into flow. Here's the mission. Dear little being, starseed of unlimited potential, of constellations upon constellations of innovation, passion, purpose, fused together by a single nuclear structure. Purpose, and grounding it, embodying it, and shape-shifting into that very thing, that very truth in who you are. You've been living life wide open now, opening yourself up to that nebula of opportunities, splintering yourself into fragments of 1,000 questions. And now, your mission, should you choose it, is to find your ground. Hold your ground. To plant your seed in this moment, in this fraction, in this splintering of a moment. To really grounding your truth, your consciousness, your ideas, and fractioning it into who you really are. Breathe in passion, breathe out purpose, and hold your ground. Now, I'm all for holding the moment, being in the moment, and being present. I mean, isn't that what it's absolutely, ultimately all about? But here last week, the universe was telling us to live life wide open, and now it's telling us to hold our ground. How oxymoron and dubbidacious is that? How hectic is it that we twist and form into that kind of thing, and we sit there finding meaning? It's like, I almost question myself going, how do I get from there to here and be in a continuum that this is still a narrative and not a single secular episode, a single episode that has its own unique mission, but it has its ultimate DNA of something tenfold, that's something bigger. And when I kind of went into my, what's going on? How does this work? How do we live wide open and ground ourselves, which I know does not sound crazy in any of the least sense, but just from a production kind of value, just from that kind of space of structuring content, it's very interesting what came up. So the first thing was coming up is, well, you asked for it. So the thing that's been coming up with that is living in a state of open fluidity, of fluid structure, and writing that story. I mean, we heard about it in the last podcast of being in that flow, being in that bigger narrative, being in that ultimate space and exploring that, and that this is a representation of that. This is another fragment in the conscious part of that conversation. It's the new page. It's the deeper thought patterning that's happening. And the other piece of that, if I can remember, without trying to get back into mind space on that, is the fact that we're in this moment together. We're co-creating this moment. And what happens in that, and the universal wisdom is that, is to trust the universe in that. But above all, to honor the seed, to trust the seed and let go of the form. Now, I've messed up that quote that I've been sharing around social media, so I'm going to add a link to it tenfold, and it can be tweeted into infinitum. But the idea is oh so powerhouse and oh so simple. It's we get lost up in the form of something. We get lost into making something of it, trying to overstructure, trying to overanalyze, trying to get into that headspace stuff of what that could really be and what that really means for us. And we forgot our biggest why. I mean, there's such a movement to starting with your why, and I'm so for it. You know, when I'm with coaching sessions, when we're going through the mastermind programs and we're summiting to that next level purpose, it is all about why are we doing this? Why are we being compelled? What is that next level purpose incantation? And what does that mean for us and for humanity and for our business and for our brand and the way that we lead in this space? But above all, it's honoring that there is that core within all of us, that no matter how much we evolve in our DNA, no matter how much we learn today that makes us different from our yesterday, there's a common thread, a unity that's just moving through it. And of course, that unity isn't a stuck point. It's not something that defines you and anchors you in a particular way, but it doesn't allow you to also go free falling into an endless black hole. It gives you that kind of space of gravitation, really. A gravitational pull towards your purpose, towards who you are. So you still get to play around the membrane of things. You still get to move ebb and flow through certain things. But it's uniquely around that core thing for you. And that's the thing with living wide open. We've just kind of stepped out into these limitless possibilities for who that could be and what that could be. And by any means is that conversation so not over. But now it's kind of going into planting ourselves and anchoring ourselves without anchoring ourselves. So just get that. Just your body, your soul, your DNA, your business, your brand, it already gets that, so don't you try and like turn that into something if it isn't clear for you yet. Just sit with that and let it unfold and let it be what it needs to be. And it's interesting in that space because there's two conversations that come up in grounding your space and a space-time continuum between living wide open. Living wide open, part of the claim there, which is a radical idea that's still shape-shifting in my form, and you can read about it in a really awesome blog post that is coming up. And I don't want to mention just yet. Oh wait, maybe I should just commit to it. Hold on. Let me just pull up my email. Am I really up for this? I'm walking into this full... Alright, okay, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to put the idea that of a blog post that I haven't yet written, that I've been putting off, because it's on another medium and it just means something completely different. I'm putting it into this, so I'm holding myself accountable. It's now been out there and stated, and this is life exponentially. So I'm planning to put together a post on Medium, the site, which is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. I've been invited to express something there. What yet is evolving is shape-shifting, but it is very much about living wide open and this point in particular of redefining open source. Madness! I'm no computer scientist. Code eludes me. I remember working with Overtone, and at some point, the guy who was running it, Tristan Watercane, hi if you're listening, hope you're doing well. He would sometimes invite me to go back into the site. The word Drupal is coming up. I don't know. It was some like hectic thing, which was very much a coded website. And even though I wasn't coding because I don't speak code, just in case you were wondering, I do not speak code. I'd freak out because, you know, it was so borderline of what I didn't know that I knew that if an extra dot or something splintered into it and something was clicked in an irreplaceable manner, that would definitely glitch up the system. So just kind of went back into the fear space and that. And the reason I brought that up is open form. So space-time continuum, back to the present, open form. So it's the idea of, not open form, but open source. So that was the word that I was using. To move into a space of being in that fluid openness, being in a structure that isn't too structured, being able to rethink that kind of thing. So you'll be able to read more about that in another particular post. So it's out there, it's been claimed, it's been said, it's now happening. It already has happened. I just haven't written it yet. But anyway, and the other thing that comes up with grounding yourself in that moment is a beautiful exercise in pulling back your power, pulling yourself back towards yourself, pulling yourself back into the moment, because that is where you get to experience presence. That is where you really get to connect to what it is that's going on for you. Not just in terms of the stories that you're telling from a business, branding, marketing, leadership perspective. So not just in the stories that you're telling or the way that you're rehashing old patterns of your existence, whether it's around money, whether it's around marketability, whether it's around visibility, whether it's around expression, whether it's around sales and that ickiness that you believe lives in between that moment, that glue, that or that goo that just does or doesn't happen in your world, whatever that may be, there's this kind of space and this ebb and this flow and this movement into that. And when you're really in that space of presence, you get to drop that story. You even almost get to drop the customer story, the customer needs. And of course, those are important, but you're almost rehashing the way you're seeing reality. So the reason I'm just saying that is customer needs are important, and it has been said by infinitum that customer is king, along with content is king, and there's obviously quite a lot of kings in this particular Game of Thrones that is happening in this game that we're playing. But that is the truth. That is the world that we're living in. That is the experience that we're rehashing day in, breath in, moment in, blinkers in. Every minute that we're plugging into that. And that's one game that we can play. In fact, on social media, I was inviting people today, since it is a Monday and Mondays is all about hashtag make Mondays matter, which is not just about waking up on the right side of the bed, though I'm hoping everybody did that, but it's a continuum in terms of having the conversations that matter and making today a powerhouse day in towards moving towards what it is that you really want. So the post that I wanted to share there, and I know that I'm jumping around again, and that is okay because clearly that's where we're needing to go, is the idea of making Mondays matter. In fact, it's about making your life matter, making somebody else's life matter, making purpose matter so that you can make the world matter. Because here's to doing the things that really matter, the things that push your very needle into flow. And consciousness and presence is a fundamental part of it. Yes, structures and systems are a part of that too, and they play their space in that splintering moment. And we can take this conversation there as well, because in grounding ourselves, we're getting that degree of certainty, we're getting that degree of safety, of not this fear safety, but just this like, ah, this is what I'm up for safety kind of thing. So just notice the shape-shifting on the word safety. But it's also above that, and I should not have gone on Facebook because there's already like zonks of messages coming up. So let's just minimize that window. See, multitasking takes you out of the presence and into persistent something else-ness. I was thinking of another P word, it did not come to me, but clearly that wasn't the point of that. Haha, there was a P word that I didn't go for. But anyway, back on point, grounding yourself and splintering that into what that means for your business. So the idea with the shift age, the idea with consciousness, the idea of having a very different dialogue to the one that we've been having is something that I've been sharing with masterminders, is the movement or the streamingness of conscious needs
first. Like, that's really what we need to be plugging into. What is it that makes your life matter? What is it that makes somebody else's life matter? What is it that makes your purpose matter? What is that ultimate whiness that we were hinting at or playing around and orbiting in our own kind of space? And what that could mean for us? Why does that even matter? What is our unique impression that we're bringing into that space? What is that that we're representing and that we're putting a claim to and not necessarily owning, but contributing to? Ah, notice the difference in that. Not owning, but contributing to. Pretty thing. Maybe a tweetable. Up to you. Use it as you will. So the other piece of that is, when you kind of splinter into consciousness needs, when you kind of see the greatest design of your purpose and what that could be for you, you notice that your brand is a little bit closer to that, but then your business, the way you lead, your products, your services, the way that you transfer, the way that you transform, the way that you transcend, the way that you connect, the way that you engage, the way that you uncover, the way that you discover, the way that the connections happen, the way that meeting spaces come into place, and the way that you move into a dance with your tribe, your clientele, and continue on that never-ending journey, that never-ending narrative, is where conscious needs come through. And then you kind of move through that. You move through the nebula of that. You're kind of moving through the synaptic moments in that, and you're landing in a space that's what's happening now in the market. So you're kind of superimposing this really, really big picture, the living life wide open conversation that we had in the previous podcast, and you're welcome to revisit infinitum and press the play and share the life out of it. Breathe as much as of you-ness as you want into it. Go for it, absolutely. And then we just filter it into marketing. So, okay, this big why is pretty big, it's pretty conscious, it's pretty out there, it's pretty self-explanatory, or you can't even put a word structure to it. How does this translate into what's happening out there? What's on the cusp of this moment? What is this next second ticking towards? What is it being pulled towards? What is it being drawn towards? How are you moving, and why are you moving in the first place? So noticing that, and then you superimpose that and or transfix that into customer needs. So there's unique pockets of needs that are coming up in this space-time continuum. I'm saying that a lot this moment, but clearly it's a word and a buzz that's oh so powerhouse and oh so true. And we're getting to land on that, and then we're kind of getting, okay, so we know our biggest why. We're seeing where this is going. We're seeing what's on the cusp of that horizon. We're seeing what we're up for. We're seeing what's needed to kind of bridge the gaps on that. And this is a great place to kind of start without kind of going into the overwhelm of big bang shebangs, openness, and over-expansive landscapes that seem to stretch infinitum and into something a lot more tangible, yet open and not Fort Knoxified. And then breathing it into, okay, so how do we mix match? How do we bring in these two plug and play realities and make them work together? So that was a detour, but it was a much needed detour in that space. And that brings us back to the power of presence, because we're often not listening to what our customers are needing. We're not able to understand the language of what's happening on the horizon, or we fear it for some uncertain way. But presence and consciousness is something that we can plug into here and now without being too goofy or hey wow shawow or utterly spiritual. And that takes a moment of grounding. That takes a moment of just breathing in passion, breathing out purpose, and grounding. And in that presence, you find your power. The exercise is that when you're doing that, you're bringing your power back to you, that you're actually pulling your powers back, that you're completing cycles that need to be completed. You're releasing energy leeches that no longer need to be pulling you in certain directions. So you're almost getting to feel your chi in that space. And I'm saying that because I'm just like recommitted to Qigong totally and just had a little practice of that. So I've got that kind of orbiting me and pulsating right now through me and hopefully not causing static on the interwaves as this podcast is moving into creation. But the other thing that I notice about that is that word power, right? So that's such a buzzword, you know, personal power and all that hey wow shebang stuff. And it's kind of ironic that I was reminded of a particular book about power. I've actually brought it into the space that I'm sitting in, the space that I'm recording in. It's kind of been one of those books that's been in and out of my immediate vicinity, normally being thrown out. Well, not thrown out, it's still in really good condition, but like my Ally McBeal is doing tenfold weird things with this book, including burning rituals infinitum. But it's one of those that just pushes a whole lot of buttons, and it's the book of the 48 Laws of Powers. And I was reminded of it yesterday in a conversation, and actually in hard copy, just seeing it lying around, and you know, all those things came up again in terms of power. Oh my goodness, you know, like this endless conversation. I thought we passed this, but I have to bring this book up because we had such a powerful conversation on this. And okay, so the 48 Laws of Power, if you remember this, if you've read it, thing, they're quite gritty. They're quite hectic. And let me just pull out a couple. So rule number one, never outshine the master. Rule number two, never put too much trust in friends. Learn how to use your enemies. Rule number four, always say less than necessary. Number seven, get others to do the work for you, but always take the credit. Rule number eight, make other people come to you. Use bait if necessary. Rule number 12, use selective honesty and generosity to disarm your victim. Rule number 17, keep others in suspended terror. Cultivate an air of unpredictability. Rule number 19, know who you are dealing with, not to offend the wrong person. Rule 21, play a sucker to catch a sucker. Seem dumber than you make your mark. Rule number 26, keep your hands clean. Rule 31, control the options. Get others to play with the cards you deal. Rule 32, play to everyone's fantasies. Rule 34, be royal in your own fashion. Act like a king and expect to be treated like one. Rule 40, despise a free lunch. Rule 42, strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. I mean, seriously? Seriously. Seriously, seriously, seriously. Like, just pulling out however many rules of this book is like, oh, okay. All right. Thing. But what I'm reminded of in that is that's the game we could play. That's the game that predominantly a large population of the world has been playing. Chances are you're up for a very different game, seeing the fact that you're shifting, you're being disruptive without being anarchist, you're not here to cause a revolution and disarm everyone and shoot up endless kind of moments and just create chaos in that space. But you're really up for creating a different kind of space. You're really up for creating a different sort of power. And what that reminds me of is another quote that I need to bring back into orbit that I wasn't quite planning on. And that is playing the infinitum game. You know, you get to choose the kind of experience that you're wanting to do. You're getting to choose that narrative, and you're getting to see what that really is. So I wanted to rebring this quote back into existence, and it is one that I'm playing with a lot, so you may have heard it more recently, but I think it's powerhouse and true and playful and really, 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 really cool and kind of a groundwork to where we're heading, or, you know, where we're incanting, where we're shape-shifting, where we're going into our next level kind of skin on that, you know, shape-shifting stuff. So the quote is, there are at least two different types of games. One could be called finite, the other, infinite. A finite game is played for the purpose of winning. An infinite game, for the purpose of continuing the play. The rules of a finite game may not change. The rules of an infinite game must change. The rules of an infinite game are changed to prevent anyone from winning the game, and to bring as many people into possible play. Finite players play within boundaries. Infinite players play with boundaries.
Finite players are serious.
I just did that. Oh boy. Infinite games are playful. Okay. Did not see that side of me coming up on this podcast just yet or ever. But hey, this is it. This is life in exotic motion. And this is what I'm up for. And this is me just expressing that and planting that seed. And it's a seed that I'm replanting, revisiting, because it is the seed. We need to keep coming back to what that core signature seed is for us. We need to be able to come to a place of landing. And by landing, it doesn't mean when we touch the ground that we immediately splinter and we understand the whole world. We haven't just recreated the world and the universe and the whole ecosystem, but we've created as much as we need to be able to play, to invite others to play with us, to be able to use the resources that have magically alchemized within our immediate orbit, in our immediate vicinity, so that we can take the next step. And it's kind of like we bounce from one piece into the next piece. And as we free fall into this, what we may consider darkness, complete unknown, we notice that the land just keeps evolving, that the more we move into it, the more clear we are. And that this need to know is this trapping of, I guess, of our human body. And it's not a bad thing. You know, what's coming up for me right now is, it's not a bad thing to know. Notice, but it's a bad thing to get stuck in that. So notice why you're asking that question. Notice why you're wanting to know. What is that why about? Is it because you need to feel safe? Well, then go out there and feel safe. Not comfortable in the old sense of the word comfortable, as in snug, bubble wrapped, and totally impermeable to any sort of transition, any sort of change, or anything that'll take your needle into flow, anything that dulls you out and drugs you up into something that just is a rehashing of days gone by that doesn't have any distinctive fizzle and pop, any uniqueness in your brand, and just offers bland, regurgitated project after project after project, over-templified kind of experiences that really do not serve any reality in any dimension whatsoever. Because let's face it, we're awakening, and we're, yes, templates are cool, and structure is cool, and systems are cool, and all those things are needed. We do need that. We don't know how to exist without that. but we need to be able to play around with it. So notice why you're asking that question. Notice why you're needing to know. So if it's a fear of the unknown, what is that about? What is that unknown about? And the only way that you can actually understand the unknown is to kind of poke your head in, dip your toe in, or practice an unveiling technique where you just kind of, you know, you don't even have to put yourself into the picture and, you know, splinter your body into that frequency, but you just kind of get to go peekaboo and reveal the curtains, like a ta-da preview of life's coming attractions. And what's up for your business? What's up for your brand? And how do you lead from there? Because when you plant that seed, when you return to that seed, when you return to that core existence of your big why and what that is, that takes you into a whole new splintering place of possibilities without shattering yourself into a billion and 83.5 pieces, or as Jacob Zuma would say, some random other number. Okay, jokes aside, just had to bring that up. It felt thing. I'm not even going to try and dig up that quote. But for those of you who followed it on social media, you would have seen it. If not, don't worry. Big number, irrelevant. You know, even better, notice yourself going, why do I need to know what she was just talking about in that second? Like, what am I really up for? What am I really lacking in that moment? Hey, so it served that purpose for that kind of need. And notice what grounding means to you. Notice what grounding means for the way you lead. And notice also that grounding is a form of leadership, because a leader doesn't get stuck into it. It doesn't become a statue. It doesn't get confined to one different spot. It doesn't, it may take root and it may give life to certain things, but it's never so structurally sound that it's impregnable or Fort Knoxified or just so stuck in its ways that it cannot move. A leader kind of moves through that space. A leader moves in a very authentic expression of that. And that's kind of feeling like that's going to be another conversation. The universe is kind of going, I'm glad you brought that up, but I don't think they're ready for it. Or, you know, there's a bit more work to be done on that level. And what it's really reminding me is another little way of connecting with that. Another post that was shared on the Global Movement Summit Facebook page is an irreversible guide to meeting your moment. And this is a great way to tune into the presence of something. It's also a great kind of practice to go into when you're doing other things. And we can have those conversations infinitum, of course. But I just wanted to bring that process into that, because this is a great way of seeing what you're up for and seeing how you take yourself forward. So, step one, tune into what you're up for in this world. Got it? Good. Now, connect with your passion and give it heart. Infuse it with heart. Come on. Feel it. Uh-huh. Good. Good. Get in that space, in that groove. Ready for step three? All right. Step three. Give voice to what you stand for. This really helps with anchoring it. So make it a whisper, make it a roar, make it whatever voice you need to bring that into embodiment. Go on, stand for it, give it voice. And now, step four, with your soul, embody what serves you. Breathe in passion, breathe out purpose. Check in with your DNA. How does that actually feel for you? Now, the fun part, the commitment. Confirmations happen with a full body yes. So go on and create your full body yes moment, which is an irreversible moment, something that you cannot take back, something that you root in the presence of this at a moment, whether you want to shout it from social media rooftops to in the comment section below to just bringing it into an audible space with somebody who can hear you, somebody who can meet you in that moment, and there's a certain accountability between you, the universe, and this thing and another being who's sharing in this and who's supporting you in all this kind of different spaces that you're in. Because when you do that, you meet your moment. And when you meet your moment, you ground yourself. You step into the earth below your feet and you just are. You know you want to. Go on. Step on in.